Good morning. At this time on a Thursday, I look forward to this so much because April from Event Cinemas comes on the line to tell us what's released at the cinemas down in Cairns. Good morning, April.
Morning, Paul.
Well, another trio of movies today. We have a Riches.
Absolutely. We like to spoil you guys.
So what have we got today?
So first off, let's start with a nice family film. It's called Wonder Park. Now, yeah, Wonder Park, cute name. It's an animated film. It's about a little girl named June, and she kind of created this magnificent amusement park in her imagination. She's super creative, super into amusement parks and fun like that. So her and her mum, in her imagination, has created this fabulous place called Wonder Park. But of course, everybody grows up, you know, childhood dreams are forgotten. So she's since kind of put away Wonder Park, forgotten about it. She's on a bit of a run through the woods. She's still a young girl, but she has matured a little bit. She hits her head and she wakes up in the middle of the forest and finds Wonder Park. But it's kind of a bit in ruins, obviously, because she's neglected it in her imagination for many, many years. And it's since been taken over by an army of chimpanzee zombies, which are super cute.
Hang on. Whoa,
super
whoa,
naughty.
Whoa, back up.
Yeah, chimpanzee zombies. They're these cute little looking monkey things, but like, within a split second, they turn evil, and they're, like, out wreaking havoc on Wonder Park. It is hilarious. They've got all these fabulous animal characters, like the safety officer for the park is a porcupine. Like, who puts a porcupine in charge of safety?
He could get very prickly.
He could get very prickly. I would not put someone like a porcupine in charge, but it's her imagination, so you know what? Whatever she thinks goes there.
Now you're talking about these chimpanzee zombies. Chimpanzee zombies. Are they kind of like a little miniature Planet of the Apes?
They're more cute-looking than Planet of the Apes,
okay.
I would say.
Okay.
More cute-looking until they turn their, like, evil faces on and you're like, oh, my God! You're, like, being attacked.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God. Exactly. That voice, that tone as well. That's it.
Is there any stars in this apart from the monkeys?
Apart from the monkeys. Actually, I believe they're beavers in here. Two of the beavers, radio hosts. I assume you know them, Fitzy and Whipper from Brisbane?
Yeah.
Yes. Fitzy and Whipper voice the beavers in this movie. It wasn't made in Australia that I'm aware of, but Fitzy and Whipper actually voice two of the characters in it.
Oh, okay, okay. But apart from that, is there any big stars?
You've got Jennifer Garner.
Oh, yeah,
she plays, she voices June's mother.
Okay.
Mila Kunis is in it as well. Apart from that, I don't recognise the other names. You might. John Oliver, Brianna Denski.
No.
No. But, yeah, the two big ones that jump out at me are Jennifer Garner and Mila Kunis.
Okay. What's the second one?
Our second one is Pet Cemetery.
Oh.
So we've gone a bit dark with this. Oh. Yes. So it is based off the horror novel by Stephen King.
Oh.
And we all know Stephen King is the legend of horror novels. I know. Insert creepy laugh here. it follows a family who have relocated husband with his wife and two young children from Boston to like a rural area in Maine. And they discover a mysterious burial ground that's hidden deep in the woods near the family's home. And it's kind of not good, if you get what I mean. Like, it's just something doesn't feel right about this cemetery. And as you know from the book, whatever gets buried there, something kind of happens to it. I don't want to give away the plot. But, yeah, tragedy strikes the family. They go and do something they probably shouldn't. And, yeah, it just brings horrors.
Oh, dear. Pet Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Pet Cemetery. It's on my list. I love a good horror. I love Stephen King. So I'm going to be there.
Hopefully no animals were harmed in the making of Pet Cemetery.
Hopefully not. I imagine not, but it is called Pet Cemetery.
Only humans were injured.
Only humans.
And killed.
Yeah, only humans injured.
That's right. What about the third? Oh, and is there anybody, once again, any stars in Pet Cemetery?
Jason Clarke. He plays the dad. And then we've got John Lithgow as
I love John Lithgow. An older actor, but a very, very good actor. John Lithgow.
Yes. Absolutely. So, yeah, he's in there. He's kind of warning the family about this cemetery and, like, you know, keep out and keep away and things don't, you know, come back the same sort of thing. So, yeah, he plays in it as well.
Oh, Pet Sematary. Can I do one more little thing? Are you ready?
Do it. Yep. Oh, my God, you're so good at that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What's number three?
And number three is called Shazam. Now, this one's probably for more your teen demographic, but I think it's, you know, worth a good laugh. It stars Zachary Levi, and he is Shazam. So it's about a young boy named Billy. He's probably teenage age. I think he's like 14 years old. He's a foster kid, and he kind of discovers some weird, creepy-looking guy, and somehow, I haven't watched the movie yet, but somehow this guy transfers his powers to Billy, and all Billy has to do is say the word Shazam to be able to transform into the superhero. So he's a kid in a man's body when he transforms, if you get what I mean. So when he says Shazam, he goes from this teenager to this full-blown adult in like a superhero suit. And, you know, things don't go quite as planned when you've got a teenager in an adult's body with superpowers.
Yes.
So he kind of follows his adventure and also him trying to, I suppose, grow up and fight the bad guy, but as well still being, you know, a teenager. Like, there's a scene I saw online where he's walking through the mall and he's pointing at people's phones and zapping them, going, "Your phone's charged, your phone's charged." Oh. And then all of a sudden they all explode. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's not the most responsible superhero.
Okay, how do you spell that Shazam?
Shazam, so S-H-A-Z-A-M.
Okay, well, that's the same name. You know what Shazam is.
No.
it's an app you put on your phone, and if you want to know the name of a song, you press Shazam, and it.
Oh, of course.
Yes, you press Shazam, and it gives you the name of the song.
Name. Yeah. Well, I don't know if they've taken that name or what, but that's the magical word that transforms into a superhero.
Shazam. And anybody famous in that one?
Well, we've got the Zachary Levi, who is the Shazam character.
Okay,
he
Zachary.
Stars in it, so he's Zachary Levi.
Do you know what else he's done?
He's recently been in Thor: The Dark World. He stars as Fandral in it. And then also another one of my favourites he's been in. I don't know if you remember the animated film Tangled, but he voices Flynn Rider in there. And Flynn Rider is like the anti-hero. Like, he starts off trying to, you know, steal from Rapunzel, but ends up, you know, falling in love with her. But I love him. So, yeah, he's voiced Flynn Rider, and he's also been in Thor.
Ah, now he's also a singer as well.
Is he?
Yeah, he's done a song called Terrified. I See the Light, performed by Zachary Levi and Mandy Moore for the film Tangled, which he was in.
Oh, he sang that.
Yes, and he also sang First Date, the original Broadway cast recording of First Date. Another one called She Loves Me. In 2011, he performed I See the Light with Mandy Moore at the 83rd Academy Awards. And, he performed at the Tony Awards. And, he
must be quite a singer then.
he's an up-and-comer, isn't he? He's one of the up-and-coming young bucks.
Exactly.
Okay, now, apart from those three, they are all very, very interesting. What else have we got still playing?
So we still have your Captain Marvel, as well as Us, the other horror movie I spoke about last week. We've still got 5 Feet Apart, so that little romance movie for you. We've still got Dumbo as well, everyone's favourite little elephant.
How's Dumbo? Now, have you seen Dumbo yet?
I have not seen Dumbo yet, but I've heard it is super cute.
Yeah, I got to go down and see Dumbo. Probably this weekend we'll see Dumbo, and I'll take the tissues with me. just before we go.
You're just too much. I love it.
I am too much. That's what my lovely lady says. Paul, you're too much. See you later, April.
Okay, bye.